Bottom two, Yankees against Chris Bassitt. They never used to hit this guy. But this Yankee team, much better against him. Cody Bellinger leadoff walk. Jazz grounded to first. Guerrero couldn't backhand. It deflected towards second. And Jimenez already too far in the hole. So he had to reverse course. Ball trickled into right center. Jazz aboard and Bellinger barreling towards third. So an immediate chance. Runners at the corners. Jason Dominguez back in the lineup. And he clearly sees Chris Bassitt extremely well. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
There goes Jazz. Here's Pitts line drive into center field. Base hit. Jazz sees it. He's at second. He'll come around to third as Bellinger scores. And the Yankees get on the board. It's 1-0 here in the second inning. Little hit and run action. Pays off.
Seeing him well. That made it 7-for-10 off Chris Bassitt. And Dominguez has a cycle over those 10 at-bats. An RBI single right there. An RBI double. A triple. And a home run. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. And runners at the corner. Still nobody out. After Anthony Volpe struck out, Austin Wells digging in.
And runner goes. Here's Pitts line drive into right center field. That will be caught on a diving play by Barger. Dominguez, paying attention, gets back safely. Jazz tag scores. It's 2-0. Great recognition by Dominguez. That play by Barger was outstanding, going to the gap and diving for it. Nice play.
Well, swinging a hot bat. Sizzled that one. Could have been much more than a sacrifice fly. But you always sign up for that result. The 10th sack fly for Wells. Most in baseball. And he'll struggling, despite a scoreless first few, struggling to find that top shelf command again, admittedly. Starting the fourth, back-to-back walks, Bichette, Varsho. Then a couple of fielder's choice grounders, Lucas and IKF. Not hit hard enough to turn two. That got the Blue Jays on the board. But heal those ground balls, a sign of settling back in, perhaps. The fifth inning, 1-2-3 on 8 pitches. 3 lazy pop-ups for Luis Hill. And sixth inning, before the torrential downpour, the thunder, the lightning, the 2-hour rain delay, Luis Hill, to get through the sixth for the first time this year, needed some help from a friend. Bo Bichette, 1-out double, as the rain started to fall steadily. And after Dalton Varsho popped to third, a nice ranging play back for Ryan McMahon. Nathan Lucas, who hurt the Yankees again last night, he hit into our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
1-2 to Lucas, the pitch. Swung on line drive, right field, base hit. Bellinger charges, scoops. Here's going to be a play at the plate. Here's the throw. They got a chance, and they got him! Cody Bellinger does it again defensively. He guns down Bichette at home plate, denying Toronto a tying run. Cody Bellinger, something special. Woo!
Beautiful timing on another Bellinger dazzling play in the outfield. The timing, because that was right before the tarp came out. And that hour and 46-minute rain delay. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Due to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Once the delay was over, that Bellinger play, thanks to that Bellinger play, the lead intact. And the Yankees immediately got to Louis Varland out of the delay. Base hit to left center. For Jazz Chisholm. He was thrown out looking to swipe second, but Jason Dominguez made sure it didn't matter. He worked a walk, replaced Jazz over at first. Anthony Volpe pounded a double to right center. Varland was done, and the lefty Brendan Little on for Austin Wells, left on left. But Wells, yet another situational spot here, looking to lift the ball, get the run home. Did just that. Made it 11 sacrifice flies on the year. Again, leading baseball. And the only question coming out of the rain delay with that tack-on run, the bullpen with 9 outs to cover. How do you line it up? Well, helps when you have an insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Yankee bullpen with the 3-1 lead. Luke Weaver allowed the first pitch double to IKF, starting that 7th. But then against the bottom of the order, easily picked up the next 2 outs. Paved way for Fernando Cruz, who came on and walked Springer, but got Barger to bounce the first inning over. And Cruz continuing into the 8th. Vladdy, leadoff single up the middle. Jazz that valiant attempt ranging to his right. No dice. But Cruz rallied from 3-0 down. He whiffed Bichette. He popped up Varsho. And that meant David Bednar could jog in, looking for another 4-out save. And he disposed of Lucas to finish that 8th inning. And 9th inning, this has become the norm. Bednar looking even stronger his 2nd inning.
1-2 here to Kurt. And a pitch from Bednar. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Victory for the New York Yankees. 3-1 final. And they climb back to 3 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays, who are in first place in the American League East.
4 outs and 3 punch-outs. Two looking for the dominant David Bednar. Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.